Tori Hunter, the pride of Pine Bluff, and we've got him on the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass Hotline. Good morning, Tori.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Thanks for having me on.
Man, thanks for jumping on with us. I think you're living down in Dallas, right? That's your full-time home?
Yeah, I'm in Prosper, man, in North Dallas Metroplex. This place is growing like crazy.
Oh, I bet. Now, I saw you at the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame that I was emceeing, and you were there to support your buddy, Basil Shabazz. How cool was that?
No, that was cool, man. Shabazz was my teammate, football, baseball. He was a joy to watch, one of the greatest athletes I've ever seen. I mean, I was in pro ball for all those years, and every once in a while there's a player or umpire will always come up to me and say, man, there was a guy in Arkansas. His name was Basil Shabazz. What happened to him? And I would say, oh, he's my friend, you know, he's still like my family, and he's in Dallas, and he's doing great things with kids here in Dallas, man. He has like a all-in-one sports, and he trains kids, and he has kids going to Division I colleges, and he's giving them, you know, stories and messages and things that they can take on and apply to their lives. So he's doing great, man, not just on the field but off the field.
Yeah, guys, just think about the fact that Tori and how much of an overlap was there in your years with him and in Basil, Tori?
Well, I played 1 year with him in high school. Well, actually, 2 years in high school in baseball. And we grew up together, so I was always 2 years younger, but playing up in football all our years. And we've been knowing each other our whole lives, and just to have an opportunity to really play with him with Coach Doc in baseball and travel with him.
Yeah.
And then he comes back with the Cardinals. He was drafted, and I was in high school. He's come back to work out, and we worked out together. And so I was able to pick his brain, get some of those professional baseball drills and work on them, and made myself a little better as well along the way. So I definitely have to give him a hand clap for helping me out and growing in the game of baseball.
We always talk about, guys, about how Pine Bluff per capita probably has produced the greatest athletes to ever play in all sports. You know, mentioned Don Hutson, who, you know, we don't talk about him enough, maybe the greatest pro athlete ever. But besides Don, you got Willie Rofe, who obviously NFL Hall of Famer, and just a lot of great pride in sports in Pine Bluff, right?
Yeah, it was, man. It was a lot of guys. I mean, there was a lot of guys that really didn't make it that was 10 times better than me. And I still, to this day, will tell you that David Wingate, a guy named Skeeter, he threw 95 in high school. I mean, it was so many guys that were so good, and they went on to do other things or just didn't make it because, you know, of just the nature of Pine Bluff, things that happened in Pine Bluff. So it's just, man, it was a lot of guys I've seen that was produced and came out of Pine Bluff to go to Division I colleges. And I think Willie Rofe is the one that went to the Hall of Fame and went out and did some great things with New Orleans Saints and the Kansas City Chiefs. But not only on the field, but he did a lot of work off the field as well, feeding people and different things like that. And he's somebody that, you know, we were both drafted the same year, 1993, but he was someone I looked up to and really wanted to be like, you know. And Willie was somebody. He's a really good friend of mine, and to this day, we still do a lot of business. We do a lot of charity work together.
Reason we're talking with Tori Hunter, he's going to be the feature speaker at the All Arkansas Preps Banquet. If you want to get tickets, it's allarkansaspreps.com. Allarkansaspreps.com. $75 for a ticket, or if you want to get your picture with Tori, shake his hand. It's $100, and you can check out that website. It's really a cool banquet, Tori. It's all the, you know, we didn't have this around. You know, you guys didn't have it around when you were playing, and it's cool to recognize all sports, not just,
absolutely,
you know, the biggest. But, you know, we've had, obviously, you know, Nick Smith Jr. will be there, and obviously one of the most highly touted guys coming out of high school. But it's awesome that you're doing this. I was going to ask, you know, you're such a natural. And I thought maybe you might be doing some television. What are you up to? Are you thinking about doing that, or just enjoying retirement and being with your family?
Oh no, man! I'm a business investor, man. I'm out here 100% in my businesses. I did Fox Sports North in Minnesota. Traveled with them for about 4 years, from 2016 till about 2019, mm-hmm. and kind of got real tired of that. Not retired, but real tired.
Yeah, listen, and, it's not as great, you know, as it looks, right? About, yes.
Yeah, so I just, you know, I really started my restaurant here called Tender Smokehouse. We have three and working on four and five right now.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah, Tender Smokehouse. We were ranked number two in the nation by Yelp in 2019. So I'm 100% into that, and I do a lot of commercial real estate. So I really dove into my businesses and helped the Minnesota Twins out every once in a while when they need me. They don't need me much, but when they need me, they call me. I go running. So
yeah,
I'm still dabbling in baseball, but I'm 100% in my business.
Well, that's awesome, man. Congratulations. I want to read up more on those restaurants. Yeah. Now, would you think about bringing those concepts to Arkansas?
That is definitely the plan. You know, you got to perfect it here, and then I come to Arkansas. I want to bring it to Little Rock. I want to bring it to Pine Bluff and Bentonville. I'm doing a lot of work in Bentonville downtown, and I want to bring it up north to Fayetteville and Bentonville as well.
Yeah, that place is growing up north Arkansas.
Yeah, sure,
you're
it sure
about
is.
Part of Dallas,
we're
sure.
visiting with Torrey.
Like crazy.
We're visiting with Torrey Hunter. Torrey, part of our show is we've got country music recording artist Justin Moore, and he is the baseball stud among us. We have another guy, RJ, who also played college baseball, but Justin is the he was a catcher on his team at Poen, and Justin, we were talking about how good the defense was for Arkansas last night in their regional. Torrey, but you, my friend, 9 gold gloves. Looking back at your career, I mean, I'd have to think that has to be the thing, in addition to your longevity, that's the thing that you know, probably appreciate your career and your legacy the most.
It's crazy because, you know, I get that question a lot, you know, and I'm telling you now, the gold glove was nice, and even in high school or minor leagues and all the way to the major leagues, I was so confident in defense. I was like, yeah, I can play defense, but everybody knew me as a defensive player, but they didn't know me as a hitter, right?
Yep.
And but for me to get the Silver Slugger with the Angels and the Tigers, those 2 years, I have 2 Silver Sluggers.
Gotcha.
And I think that's the one thing that I really love.
Gotcha.
Because, oh, you know, everybody focused on my defense, and they kind of forgot about the 25 home runs I would put up every year.
Yeah,
for me to get a Silver Slugger and with the Angels in 2009, that was one of my greatest accomplishments, to be honest with you.
But guys, you know one thing about Torrey, as an outfielder that I was, you know, Torrey was the guy that if you played in the outfield,
sure,
you loved to watch Torrey because. It wasn't just the highlight reels that with his outfit. You know, he was climbing walls. He was diving. He was a guy that would, you know, you kind of wanted to emulate your game after what Torrey was doing.
Sure.
And then on the flip side of that, you know, he could swing it. And so, it was a lot of fun watching you play.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. And, you know, I appreciate that coming from a catcher, you know. Are you the one that's catching?
That was
No, I played in the outfield. Justin was the catcher, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I call it, but no,
outfield.
Man.
Well, you understand. You understand.
Yeah,
I outfield,
echo.
Man.
I'm sorry. There's a little bit of a delay, Torrey.
Oh, that's
go
okay.
Ahead.
I was just playing the outfield. I understand that you know what that feels like because every time you run into a wall, you feel it. Now that I'm 25 years old, plus 20. Now that I'm somewhere in there, man. When you walk up the stairs and your butt cheek lock up, then you know you've been running through the ball.
Well, you know, I was looking at your home run total, 353 home runs, man. You know, again, you're right. You know, a lot of people talk about your defense, but, you know, you hit 353 home runs, my friend. That's a of course, for those who don't know, you play with the Twins and the Angels, the Tigers, and then you obviously retired as a Twin. So, again, an amazing career, and I love that you know, usually when you're successful in sports to that degree, you're going to be successful at what you do after, and the fact that you're, you know, obviously you've got a successful business career, and that you're willing to come back. I know Amanda Copley deals with a lot of big names, and I do too with the Touchdown Club, and she said you've been great to deal with, and you always, you know, hey, listen, if I can come back and help the kids of Arkansas, that's something that you wanted to do, and I commend you for fitting this into your schedule.
Hey, thank you, man. That's I'm always about that, man. It's the wisdom that, you know, you obtained, just like with you guys and what you do. You guys obtained a lot of wisdom. You had a lot of failures, and you made some adjustments. And the adjustments that I've made, I want to give it back. You know, it's not the answer, but it is a answer. And when you can give it back and give that wisdom back to a lot of these athletes of what to look for and how to work hard and just give those guys some kind of curriculum, I think that helps out everybody in every aspect of life.
Do you, we'll let you go after this. Guys, I guess we all know this. Does everybody come up to you and ask you the same thing about, you know, the greatest moment was one of your greatest moments when Barry Bonds came out and picked you up at the All-Star game? Do you have to answer that question a thousand times?
Oh, man, I've been asking that question for 19 years.
Well, make it another now. Go ahead.
That's at least once a week.
Yeah, that's still.
But, you know, it was one of my greatest moments. I was my first All-Star game, 25 years old, a little boy from Pine Bluff, Arkansas. The ball's hit by one of the greatest hitters, if not the greatest hitter of all time, and he hits the ball, and I had a chance. I was just doing a courtesy jog. You know, just like, all right, let me jog after and make the pitcher very low so I won't make them look bad. So I jogged after and I saw that it was coming back and I jumped up and caught it. I mean, it was one of the greatest moments ever to be, everybody's watching. My home state of Arkansas is watching. My hometown of Pine Bluff is watching. And to take a home run from one of the greatest hitters ever. So, it's one of my greatest moments.
Well, you know, I've milked my my game against Bo Jackson for about 40 years now, Torrey. So just, you know, get used to it.
Yeah, it's exhausting, Torrey. Not going to lie.
I don't mind if you want to keep asking me about it. So it's sort of like you and Barry Bonds. That's a great moment, and it's a great part of your career. Well, listen, looking forward to seeing you Saturday night. It'll be me and Steve Sullivan working with you, recognizing a lot of great high school athletes just like you were here in Arkansas, and look forward to seeing you Saturday night.
All right. Thank you guys, man, for having me on today.